The 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The European Court of Justice will this morning issue a new ruling in the long-running saga over Apple's tax arrangements in Ireland. It will rule whether or not the multinational should have to pay billions of euro in back taxes to the Irish state. The court could decide to draw a line under the dispute or refer it back to a lower court for further legal assessment. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
This case dates back to 2016 and is regarded as a titanic struggle between a global tech giant and the European Commission, in particular Margrethe Vestager, who's seeing out her second term as Competition Commissioner. In the original decision, the Commission said Apple availed of a sweetheart tax deal in Ireland, with the company paying an effective tax rate of 0.005% in 2014. Ireland and Apple appealed, and in 2020 the EU's General Court annulled the decision, saying Vestager's team had failed to prove that Apple derived a competitive advantage from the tax arrangements. It was a devastating blow to the Danish Commissioner, who had staked her reputation on taking on global corporations over alleged tax evasion through complex deals. In another twist, the European Commission appealed the 2020 annulment, and last autumn an Advocate General at the ECJ said the General Court had made mistakes in siding with Ireland and Apple when it annulled the 2016 decision. Today, the European Court of Justice will give the full judgment. It could follow the view of the Advocate General and say the General Court has more work to do, or it could say the Commission was right all along, or that Ireland and Apple were right. The eagerly awaited judgment is expected before 9 a.m. Irish time. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Gaza's Civil Defence Agency has said an Israeli strike on a humanitarian zone in the south of the Palestinian territory has killed 40 people and wounded 60 others. The Israeli army said it had targeted a Hamas command centre in the area. The strike hit Al-Mawazi in Gaza's main southern city of Khan Yunus, which was designated a safe zone by the Israeli military early in the war. Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians sought refuge there. A civil defence spokesman said people sheltering in the camp had not been warned of the strike, which it said left behind three deep craters. The sale of disposable vapes is to be banned under proposals going to Cabinet this morning. The Minister for Health is expected to get government approval to draft the laws which will ban the sale, manufacture or import of single-use or disposable vapes in Ireland. Stephen Donnelly plans to introduce the ban on environmental and public health grounds. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehan.
Stephen Donnelly plans to introduce this ban on environmental and public health grounds. The Cabinet will hear that single-use vapes are relatively inexpensive and are disproportionately used by younger people. They also damage the environment through littering and being incorrectly disposed of. The Minister for Health will tell colleagues that he is concerned that the products sold in this country contain the maximum permitted levels of nicotine. The legislation will also ban flavoured nicotine inhaling products that often appeal to children. It's estimated that as many as 15,000 flavour combinations exist.
In the United States, the only debate scheduled so far between the presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will take place tonight. It'll be the first time the two have ever met in person. The debate will be broadcast live on the RT News channel. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
Broadcast live from the National Constitution Center, a private museum in Philadelphia's Old City, this debate is the first and possibly the last that will take place between Trump and Harris before polling day. As with the previous debate between President Joe Biden and Donald Trump, there will be no live audience present, and the microphones of each speaker will be muted when it's not their turn to speak, to minimize disruptions and arguments between the speakers. A veteran of presidential debates in 2016 and 2020, Trump is expected to attack Harris on the economy, immigration, and the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. Harris, the newcomer with an image yet to be established, is expected to flesh out her own policy ideas and present herself as robust enough to take on Trump or anyone else in debate or negotiations. The two candidates have never met before, and there is high anticipation ahead of what is expected to be a much-watched television event. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Changes in how six senators are elected to the Shannon are to be approved by the government today. The new bill will create a new six-seat higher education constituency for electing university members. This will replace the existing NUI and Trinity College Dublin constituencies and will extend the franchise for electing university members to all graduates of institutions of higher education who hold Irish citizenship. The legislation is likely to go before the Dáil in the coming weeks, but the changes won't take effect until possibly 2030. The creator of the Star Wars films, George Lucas, has led tributes to James Earl Jones following the actor's death, aged 93. In a statement, he called him an incredible actor and a most unique voice, both in art and spirit. Although arguably best known for giving the Star Wars supervillain, Darth Vader, his classic husky voice, Jones was already an award-winning stage star of stage and screen when the original movie was being developed in the 1970s. During his career, he won a host of awards, including Emmys, Tony Awards, a Grammy, and was given an honorary Oscar. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Scattered outbreaks of rain or drizzle and patches of mist gradually clearing southwards during the morning and early afternoon. Sunny spells and scattered showers will follow from the north. Highest temperatures 12 to 16 degrees in a moderate to fresh gusty west to northwest wind.